3, we are recording now, and the subject is we're still defending Islam against the stereotypes, against the ones who raise doubts about Islam, you know, to give Islam a bad name. And one of the things they say, kill the infidels. Kill the infidels!
What's infidels?
Non-believers. They call the...
Yeah. It was in the movie My Name is Khan.
Khan? No, I didn't see that movie, but no, I will see it because I heard it for the second time from you.
From me?
Somebody else told me about it, and he said it's a good movie to watch, so I'll be looking for it. Can you remember this name, Sarah? My name is Khan. All right. So, Islam says, and kill them wherever you find them. Islam says, kill the infidels. Islam, you know, all these raising doubts about it. And we're replying. We're saying, this is not true. Simply, not true. Why? Let's prove it. All right. What is, you know, reply? Number one, in the Quran, verse 5, chapter 5. You notice something very funny about this ayah. What is it? What is so funny about this ayah? The ayah 5, surah 5. 5-5. It's like high five, high five. You know? What does this ayah say? It says that we means Muslim men. Can marry. Marry is one R, right?
Two R's.
Can marry. Muslim men can marry Christian. Christian.
Christian has a.
This is true. And Jewish women. Now, what is this telling you? If a quote unquote an infidel can be my wife. My wife, the most loved person to me, the mother of my children, the partner of my life, the closest person on earth to my heart, can be a Christian or a Jew. Does it make any sense that Islam says, kill them and marry them? Does it make any sense? No. So, if the most dear person to me, if the most dear person to me is an quotes and quotes infidel. I'm quoting infidel because they say infidel, so I'm using quotes and quotes because the word infidel does not exist in Islam. Yes. No, you can't talk. The word infidel does not exist in Islam, but I'm just using their vocabulary. As an infidel, the partner of my life the mother of my children etc. Then how can Islam say marry them and kill them at the same time? And kill them at the same time. So that is the biggest, the one of the high fives. Now the word infidel, by the way, does not exist in Quran, in Islam. This term, the term infidel, does not exist in Islam. The word infidel, the word kafir, is a cover, a person who covers. A word kafir, the word kafir, does not mean infidel. The word kafir means a person who denies the favors of Allah. Kafir means the one.
Why does it say Quran SS 5:5?
Yes, 5:5.
The
one who covers means, covers means denies. This is the meaning of the word kafir. They came up with the word infidel. Infidel is a Christian term. The term infidel is a Christian term. No.
Why not?
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, because like the our like three religions are linked, kind of.
They are not compatible religions. They can't coexist. Like Christianity and Judaism, they have a big common denominator.
Yeah, I know, they learned about this like.
Yes, they don't. They fit together. You can put them together. What did you say?
We learned about it like four times, like once in school in sixth grade when we were learning about all the religions.
Right,
kind of
it's the big, the people of the book.
Yeah.
That's right. The term infidel is a Christian term.
But you can marry an atheist, right?
No.
No. We will answer that. It's a Christian term. I was just looking the word infidel in the dictionary here in my iPhone. And my iPhone is telling me that the meaning of the word infidel, it is against Christianity or a non-believer of Christianity. Yeah, that's the term, is a Christian term. Go to the dictionary, look it up in the dictionary. Look it up in the dictionary. In the dictionary, it says, no talking. It says, it defines it as non-believer of Christianity. It defines it as non-believer of Christianity. Here, this is the meaning. Kafir is the one who covers or denies. The one who denies. Okay? And the term infidel is a Christian term. I just looked it up in the dictionary for the spelling. Just right now. It says, it means it is a person who believes in Christianity or against Christianity. Or against in the Christian terms, yes.
No, but we don't believe in Christianity.
So we
are
against.
Yeah,
we don't.
Yeah,
but it says or, not and.
Yes.
So we're not Christians.
The one who doesn't believe in Christianity is an infidel, according to the dictionary. According to the dictionary. And I can just show it to you. It's I'm just looking it up in my dictionary, and I'll infidel. Okay. Where you have a dictionary there?
Yeah. Do you want me to save it or check
what
it?
What does it say? Mine doesn't say that.
Check.
Okay, my dictionary says, Merriam-Webster dictionary says that it is the person who is against Christianity. Here it is. And look at the word. Infidel. Okay, can you read the definition of FN? Here's the dictionary.
Infidel.
Read it.
Noun, the one who is not a Christian or who opposes Christianity. To an unbeliever with respect to a particular a religion.
Okay.
So technically it can be any religion.
Yes, but...
To with an unbeliever with respect... Shut up!
Right. What is it?
An unbeliever with respect to a particular religion. So technically it doesn't have to be Christian. Or 2A. Okay. Wait, can I finish reading it?
Who does not accept a particular faith, especially Christianity.
Three. Especially Christianity.
An unbeliever, especially a Muslim.
That's so mean.
And this dictionary? Yeah.
What dictionary is
okay.
that?
In Muslim use, a person does not accept the Islamic faith, kafir. A person who has no religious faith, an unbeliever. A person who disbelieves or doubts a particular theory.
Mine says one who does not believe.
But they mentioned Christianity in particular.
Yeah. Well, and it also says one who acknowledges no religious belief, and three is a disbeliever in something specified or understood. So basically, infidel means someone that is against anything, any religion.
But what the term itself, the origin of the term is what? Is a Christian term.
They must have used it
right.
when they were going to... Like,
so then they used it, they forced it on Islam. No, we don't have the expression infidel. That's a Christian term. And it's originated and appears just like holy war. Holy war, there is nothing in Islam called holy war. Okay? They say jihad is a holy war. That is, the word holy war in Islam means harb muqaddasa. Harb muqaddasa. Holy war.
Yeah, it says it mostly means a person who does not accept Islam.
No, we talk about Islam. When we talk about Islam, we Muslims don't use the term infidel. Okay? It's a Christian term. And the Christians expanded it to include other religions. But originally, it is not a... It's not a Muslim term. Harb muqaddasa. In the whole Quran, there is nothing called harb muqaddasa. There is nothing called harb muqaddasa. Jihad or there is war, but there is no holy war. So it's not, doesn't exist in Quran, doesn't exist in Islam. The word war exist. So the word war exists, which is qital. The word war exists, okay, which means qital or harb. That exists. But holy, no. Okay? And there is a very important reason that Islam is against the word infidel. It's an illegal reason. Because the non-Muslims in the Muslim land are assigned certain title and they are treated in a certain way. It's very demeaning and insulting to call the Muslims who live in the Muslim land to be infidels. It's very demeaning to them. Islam calls them Ahlul Dhimma. We talked about that last time. Calls them Ahlul Dhimma. Ahlul Dhimma means the people whom Allah and His Prophet trusted us to protect.
That is the
name of the non-Muslims who live in the Muslim land. They don't get the name infidel because an insulting, demeaning word. Islam does not call them this. Islam calls them Ahlul Dhimma. Okay?
Wait, what does that mean?
The people that Allah and His Messenger trusted us to protect. ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ So, in Islam, they are called أَهْلُ الذِّمَّةِ Which is أَهْلُ الذِّمَّةِ means ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ means that the people that Allah and His Messenger trusted us to protect, trusted us with means to protect and treat well. They have, if you kill an, if one Muslim, if 10 Muslims kill one infidel, they all in Islam get killed. You understand? The death sentence in Islam is given to the people who kill. Murderer, get death sentence. So, if 10 Muslims kill one infidel, like they call infidel, quotes and quotes, they all get killed. According to the Islamic law. Okay? So, Islamic law says if any number of Muslims participate in killing a non-Muslim, then they all get the death sentence.
Including non-Muslim?
No. I'm saying like 20 Muslims killed one non-Muslim. All 20 get executed. You see, if 100 Muslims participated into killing one non-Muslim, all of them get the death sentence. This is the Islamic law. Then what is the word kafir used then? The word kafir is used to describe the people who are fighting against Muslims. Not the people who are the enemies, the war enemies. I'm sorry. S. C. Thank you. So Islam uses the term kuffar to describe the people who... Okay, okay, but just let's stick here. Righteous Muslims have... For righteous Muslims, people are divided to two categories. For the most righteous... Hello? For the most righteous Muslim group, people are divided into two categories. Go ahead.
Righteous, there's an E afterwards.
Like this? Right? Yep. Okay. Muslim group People are divided, please. Okay, I need you.
Sorry, it's just not
I need you here.
For a piece of paper.
Yeah, I need you here. Okay? For people, righteous people, the most righteous Muslim group, people are divided into two categories. One are friends, and the others are enemies. Friends and enemies. Okay? The enemies could be Muslims and non-Muslims. And non-Muslims. And the friends could be Muslims and non-Muslims. Okay? So if we base it relative to the most righteous Muslim group, quotes and quotes, the most, the one that take Islam seriously the most, the group that takes Islam seriously the most. So this is called the most righteous group, the one that takes Islam seriously the most. They have friends, those friends could be Muslims and non-Muslims. They have enemies, and those enemies could be Muslims and non-Muslims. Proofs. Quran in ayah, the Quran, I'm going to bring you the surah and the ayah, where Allah says that your friends are the ones who are not fighting you. Who are not fighting you because of your religion or driving you out of your land. Those are your friends. Okay. So Surat al-Mumtahina. There is ayah 6, no, ayah 8 and ayah 9. 8 and 9. And Surat al-Mumtahina is surah number 60. This is Quran. This is Quran. Basically, this ayah says, your friends are the ones who are not fighting you or try to kick you out of your land, homeland. And your enemies are the ones who are fighting you and try to kick you out of your homeland. Those could be Muslims or non-Muslims. Like, for example, if Iraq invaded Kuwait, okay, then to the Kuwaiti people, Iraq is an enemy. The United States is helping Kuwait to get back its land.
It is?
Yes. Then the United States becomes the friend.
Oh, haha, I get it.
You see? So, it is always based on injustice. The basis is always injustice. So, the criteria here is injustice.
Why would they do that when they could be the other person that's defeating them's friend?
So, Kuwait was subject to invasion by Iraq. So the friends is the United States, and the enemies are Iraq.
Huh?
Okay. That's right. Thank you. You got it? Now, what is the basis of being enemies or friend? Is what?
Help you or...
Injustice. Injustice. That is the basis. Injustice. So, the criteria is criteria is, or the criterion is, injustice. Now, United States being just in Iraq war, it's being just, it's a just cause. To free Kuwait, the Desert Storm war, not the one after that. The one after that, which is mass destruction or weapons of mass destruction, is a big fat lie. There was no weapons of mass destruction. That's an evil war. But the war, which is called Desert Storm, where United States went to free Kuwait from the Iraqi invasion, that's a just war.
Can I go to English?
Yes. Okay? So, this was just war. This is just war. To defend the weak. To defend the weak. To defend the rights of the weak. So whenever you see the United States or any other country defending the weak against the strong, defending the rights of the weak, this is always just war. It doesn't matter what religion it is. Religion is out of the question here. You see what I'm saying? What I'm trying to do is the basis of being friends or enemies in Islam is absolutely has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with what? Huh? So what's the criteria?
Justice.
And injustice. Exactly. So if any country is fighting to defend the rights of the weak, then this war is a just war. So the criteria is justice. So, wars in Islam have two. There are two kinds of war. Just war and unjust war. So, wars in Islam are classified based on justice. So, the criteria is based on justice. They are classified into just war and unjust war. Just war and unjust war has nothing to do with religion, regardless of religion. Keep that in mind. Regardless of religion, just war, unjust war, regardless of religion. Certain country could be just in one war and unjust in another war. Like United States, it was just in freeing Kuwait from Iraq and giving back the Kuwaitis their rights, and it was unjust after that to invade Iraq for the lie of the mass weapons of mass destruction, right? We always say what? We always say BS. BS stands for what? BS stands for Bush speaking. BS stands for Bush speaking. This.
I was like, why are you asking us to say it?
Why did they say that? It's because of.
I get it.
Because of the Iraq war, where he accused the Iraq.
Bush speaking.
He accused the Iraq that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. And he invaded Iraq. After he invaded Iraq, they found no weapons of mass destruction. And they knew it before that. They knew it very well that they did not have. So it was unjust war. So in this situation, United States is wrong. And Iraq is right. But before, in the war, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, United States was right, Iraq was wrong. So you don't go by religion. And you don't go by country. You go by justice. Got it? Justice. The criteria is justice. Let me tell you an example that shows you, proves this to you. If Islam says friendship and animosity is based on religion, if Islam says that, let me show you how stupid is that statement. And Islam is not a stupid religion. Right? If this statement, if Islam says that Muslims, okay, are two kinds. Muslims say, it's okay, friends are Muslims. And enemies are the non-Muslims. Of course, this is flat wrong. I'm going to say wrong so that it appears very well. That is wrong criteria. Why is it wrong criterion? For a very simple reason. It will make perfect sense to you when you see that reason. Let's say okay. Let me give you a scenario. The scenario is there are three people. If there is a just Muslim, B unjust Muslim, C just non-Muslim, D just or unjust non-Muslim. Okay, let's say, let's make a team here.
Really? We're going to play a game?
No, here.
Oh,
if I say I'm going to base it on Islam, so A and B are against C and D. Okay? Then, look what happens.
Should we put that in our notes?
Yes. Because look what happens. When A and B, B is a corrupt guy. So this one has corruption. And this one has corruption. This guy is honest. And this guy is honest. You see, the criteria here, if A is honest, B is a corrupt. Let's just call it corrupt. Look what happened. It means that I team up with the corrupt to fight someone who's honest. You might also say, I have A and B against C. So it means that I have honest and corrupt.
Is this D really bad?
Yeah. I have honest and corrupt against honest. So, against. So this is here like against.
Versus.
Yeah. Versus. Oh, versus, yeah. Versus is better.
Thank you.
And here, it is versus. You got it? So look at this scenario here. Look at this scenario. This scenario, it means that you are teaming up with a corrupt person to fight an honest person. Would Allah accept that?
No.
Of course not. If you ever think that Allah will accept that, you are really having a low image of Allah. If the criteria is based on religion, okay? So, based on religion here. And here is based on religion. This one means you team up, you team with corrupt against honest. This is awful. If you team up with a corrupt against honest, it's awful. Now, this corrupt Muslim could be pretending Islam. Do you know that? Here's the disaster. What if this corrupt person is pretending Islam? So this is flat wrong, and this is flat wrong. What if person B was pretending Muslim? What if A and B against C, and C, so this is honest Muslim, and this one is pretending to be a Muslim. No. You're doing too much talking. Okay, so you team up with a pretending to be Muslim, corrupt, against honest, non-Muslim. See here? You can be fooled. You're a fool. Why? You're fooled by B. Here, if you do that, you are a fool. Why? B fooled you by pretending Islam. Into fighting C. Fighting N-I-G, right? There's no second N, right? Okay. You're being fooled by B. Fooled. You're a big fool. Right? You're a big fool. B B comes and says, I am a Muslim. And B is a corrupt jerk. B is a corrupt jerk. And says, I'm a Muslim. Team up with me against C. And C is an honest, good guy. But he's not Muslim. If you do that, then you're the most fooled person on the face of the earth. Because you would fool into fighting honesty. You, the honest, is fooled into fighting honesty. So, beware of that. I've seen that many times at workplaces where when someone comes to you as a Muslim and says, yeah, and this person is a corrupt, and he asks for your support against an honest non-Muslim, you know, they say he's non-Muslim and blah, blah, we should team up against him. You know? And that is nothing but garbage. It's just a dirty trick.
I know, right? People do that.
So what is the right thing? What is the correct structure? What is the right way to do that?
Team up with justice.
Exactly. A and C team up against B and D. The right way, is A and C against B and D. A and C against B and D. This is the way to do it. So, this is honest against corrupt. So, the criteria is justice or religion?
Justice.
You got it? You understand this fully?
Yeah.
Good.
It's
so,
like,
that is the right
thing. It's like when you go to... If you have to like choose teams and partners stuff, and like there's a bad Muslim...
And there's a good non-Muslim?
Yes.
Like a good, let's say, Hindu, or a good Jew, or a good whatever, and you team up with the Muslim who's bad against the honest Hindu, you are betraying honesty. So all of these, you're betraying honesty. Betraying Allah, betraying His Messenger, and betraying honesty.
So basically it's honesty before religion, or?
It is in the criteria of enemies and friends. On this life, the criteria of enemies and friends, they go by
honesty.
Period.
But usually Muslims go with Muslims because they have more in common, and usually they have more justice.
No, it depends on the justice. I'll tell you an example. In the time of the Prophet, there was no B and there was no D. At the time of the Prophet, the time, yes, of the Prophet, B, in the time of the Prophet, C and at the time of the Prophet, C and B, or B and C, didn't exist. Why? Because A are the companions. These were the companions of Prophet Muhammad. Okay? These were the companions. So, and B didn't exist. Okay? D, C didn't exist either, because they weren't the ones fighting Islam. So in the model at the time of Prophet Muhammad was different. It was a different model, because Prophet Muhammad was the most righteous, honest person on earth at that time. So anybody, and there were no Muslims, were no corrupt Muslims. So the model at the time of the Prophet is So, at the time of the Prophet, it was a versus D. A was Prophet and his companions. Okay? And D were others.
Bad guys.
Others, all others.
I don't know,
I just came in, sorry. All others who fight the Prophet. You fight the Prophet, you're what? Is there a person, is it a possible, is that the possibility that you're a good person and you're fighting a Prophet? No. So anybody who opposed the Prophet was a bad guy. Right? There was no choice there.
Oh my God,
all right, you guys are dismissed.
Oh my God.